Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Well, Mike, did you ever take into account him? Maybe he just doesn't have anything else going on. I mean, we fill dead air all the time with your hungry butt. I mean, if we didn't have your hungry butt to fall back into, we wouldn't fall back into anything. Maybe you're his hungry butt. Did you ever think about that, Mike? Did you ever get an itch? Maybe you're his itch. He's trying to scratch you. Right now, you're just being itchy and you're not talking back. You gotta let him know that everything's okay.
And welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by Napier, probably eventually drunk. Here's to hoping. The phone number to call in, 309-740-1430. Or you can Skype the show at WFODicks.
Excellent.
What's going on, buddy?
I was trying to lose weight, trying to do that weight loss thing, and,
I don't know why that's fun. It's a little bit funny.
Yeah, it's a little bit funny when you fail. I think I failed.
Weren't you trying to not eat carbs?
It's expensive to try to eat properly.
Yeah.
It is incredibly expensive, and,
that's probably why everybody is so fat, because, like, cheap food is shitty.
Yeah, you can... I mean, what's a package of combos?
The pretzels with the cheese in the middle?
Yeah.
Are you talking about combos?
Yeah, combos.
Man, I haven't had a combo in a while.
Combos are not very expensive.
Can you even go get combos anymore?
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
That's still a thing.
Wow. See, now I'm going to be thinking about combos.
I always get the pizzeria ones. It's got pizza in the middle, and they're like a pretzel on the outside.
Those are good, but they don't taste like pizza.
No, but they just taste good.
I know, but you'd think that if they called them the pizza-flavored ones, they'd kind of taste like pizza, but they don't.
No, but, I mean, the combos people, they don't give a shit. They're selling you a bag of lies and salty, fatty, greasy bits for like 50 cents.
It's a big bag of lies.
A big bag of lies and under-tit sweat.
So... what's going on with this news story that you were telling? You started telling me about it while we were eating, and I said, you know I'm just going to make you tell me over again, so why don't you just stop and tell me?
I would like to also take note.
It kind of sucks that like we're not really friends anymore. Like we call
we were
and
never
talk
friends.
About stuff. And I'm like, no, don't talk about this now. We'll talk about it Monday.
I will like to point out that you also interrupted me constantly during that story as well.
Right.
And we weren't even here.
Me and you actually hung out a day last week. We went to a bar and drank a beer.
Yeah, the titty broads. With the titties.
We went to the tilted kilt, which their kilts weren't tilted. They were pretty straight, I think, for the most part. I mean, they were short and there was titties hanging out. But yeah. Why do they call it the tilted kilt?
I think they're supposed to like have them tilted slightly, so you can see more thigh.
Oh.
And she just wasn't into it. She showed you tits.
I don't think you could see more thigh without breaking some kind of health code violation.
She's not putting it in your food. She's just letting you look at it. Perfectly fine by me. I did give her a 50% tip.
Yeah. On your one beer and your Diet Coke?
Yeah. I mean, it was a $3 tip on a $7 bill, but...
So let's hear about it, because I'm hearing about it for the first time, because I told you to stop.
Okay, well... In New Orleans, this guy is...
You gotta say Narlins.
Okay, in Narlins.
Narlins.
In Narlins.
Okay.
This guy, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. His dog starts flipping out. Keep in mind, it's 2 o'clock in the morning on a fucking weekday. His pregnant wife is upstairs, worried as shit. He goes outside to see what his fucking dog is barking at.
Is this the guy that eventually gets shot, or is
no,
this the
is,
guy...
No, okay. This is the guy that does the shooting.
I'm sorry.
He sees this dude outside of his house.
Yeah.
And it's 2 a.m., it's dark. The guy apparently started reaching for something, so the homeowner shot him.
Right.
And this guy's wandering around his backyard.
So he's on this guy's property.
Yeah, he's okay. Inside his gated property. Oh, it's okay. Not like it was an open field. I mean, the kid had to jump the fence to get into his property.
Okay.
So
does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's still breaking and entering, technically, I guess.
Technically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least it's criminal trespassing.
Right.
So keep in mind, the guy was 33, and the dude he shot was 14. When you take a look at the picture of the guy, the 14-year-old, he doesn't fucking look 14.
Yeah.
And I'd be hard-pressed.
He's a rather
large 14-year-old.
African-American gentleman.
Yes, he was. Okay. He was African-American. And the
shooter was a white guy?
Yeah. So
was he actually a white guy this time?
Yeah, he was. Well, his name is Mert. How do you pronounce that? Mert?
Merritt.
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 Merritt. Merritt Landry.
Okay.
And yeah, he was white, and the kid he shot was black.
Okay.
And they're comparing it to Trayvon Martin.
So it's bad timing.
Bad timing, yeah.
I mean, it's not really all that similar. I mean, the kid was, you know, wandering around outside his house at 2 in the morning. He shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. I mean, the 2 other o'clock one was... in the morning on a weekday. So obviously, I guess he wasn't going to school.
Well, it's summertime. Nobody's going to school.
Well, it's still a weekday.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the New Orleans school system is like where he's at. Maybe he could have been in summer school.
In Narlins. Yeah. Al Sharpton has a new thing to go do?
Yeah, I mean, he goes from one to the other.
Right.
That's how he makes his money. Right. Nobody would listen to him otherwise.
So you had some kind of opinion on this, don't you?
Of course. His parents described him as a professional thief. His parents did.
Wow. They're proud of him?
Well, I mean, to have a profession at 14, would you be proud? How many other 14-year-olds can say that?
How many successful burglaries do you have to complete before you're considered a professional? Or do you, if you do one, like, really well, are you already considered a professional? Because, I mean, obviously your skills, or do you have to...
Well, he's been caught before, so he can't be that good.
No.
The one...
So by professional, yeah. They mean he does it a lot.
He does it a lot.
Not necessarily that he's, like, you know, really good at it.
I mean, he probably does it for money. That counts as professional.
Okay.
Like, yeah. if you played hockey and somebody gave you a paycheck, you could say you're a professional hockey.
Right.
So he's doing it for money. He's a professional.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. Mm-hmm. So really anyone who's ever successfully robbed or burglarized anyone is a professional.
Well, that's assuming you're successful at it. I guess if you're not successful, I guess you're still an amateur trying to work up to the pro circuit.
Right.
So either way, people are pissed off that this guy shot this 14-year-old wandering around his gated backyard.
So they're not even hiding it behind the whole, you know, oh, well, he was completely innocent. He had Skittles. I mean, they're actually saying, oh, yeah, no, he's a thief.
Yeah, but they're saying, oh, he was a thief, but he wasn't going to shoot anybody.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's what they always say after somebody shoots somebody. Is, oh, no, it wasn't him. He would never do that. Except for when he does.
If you're going to go out and burglarize in a nonviolent situation, mm-hmm. like you just want to break into somebody's house, you know, hopefully when they're not home, and sneak around and steal their shit, there should be like a certain, you know, name tag or identification that you wear that says, I mean, like when you are practicing in football,
yeah.
like the quarterback wears the red jersey.
And
that means don't fucking hit him because we're paying him a lot of money to throw a ball and we don't want him getting hurt in practice.
Do you think they would do that?
But if you wear the red jersey, the sneaky jersey, then if you're caught, then you just have to sit down and wait for the police to show up. That's the rules. And that way nobody gets hurt. It's fair. You don't run the risk of getting shot by a homeowner. You just say, hey, guys, you got me. I'll sit down and wait for the cops. I mean, you can't run because then there might be some violence. You can't, you know, you can't fight because then they should have just shot you. If you go out to nonviolently burglarize, you got to wear the red jersey. You got to deal with the consequences of doing that.
Tennessee tried something similar to that.
I mean, this isn't the Wild West, Napier. We're civilized.
Do you see this at the bottom of this package of cigarettes?
Yes.
That is that little stamp there at the bottom, that's a tax stamp. If you go to Tennessee or Kentucky and you have like illegal substances, you take it to a tax office, and what they do is they put a little state tax thing on it, on your bag of pot or mushrooms or whatever the fuck you got. And then if you're ever caught with that substance, you get reduced charges
because
you
paid
the taxes.
Why wouldn't they just arrest you when you pulled out a bag of an illegal substance?
Well, they're doing this on good faith that you're giving them money. I mean, you're giving them money. You're essentially paying them not to arrest you at that time. Isn't that amazing that those bastards, as long as you hand them money, they're not going to arrest you. You might as well just give $50 to the fucking cop. And he can put a stamp on it.
Do they carry around stamps?
No, they don't. You have to take it to an office.
See, that would be way more fair. Like, if you were caught with something that you shouldn't have, they should just say, oh, I caught you, and then, like, you should immediately get a ticket for it and have to pay a fine.
Yep. I would be okay with that. I'm sure the state would. I mean, that's how they do it with all those
fucking
speed traps.
Having a bag of weed is way less of a hazard than, you know, driving 30 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah, and they don't do shit to you if you do that.
Yeah, I mean, they fucking, you know, write you
a ticket. You probably have to go to traffic court.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just get it fixed.
But it's all about money. It's all about money, so why not just give
remove
people
the
tickets
pretense.
For everything?
Yeah, just remove the show, remove the pretense. Don't make them do a little fucking dance for you. Just say, hey, look, smoke your pot. Give me $50. I know you already paid for it. I don't care. Give me $50. And most people would be okay with that.
Going back to me and you hanging out at the Tilted Kilt
yes.
earlier this week, I wanted you to tell people about the guy walking his dog.
Oh, yeah, there was this...
It was fucking killing us.
We were outside and we were bullshitting. All of a sudden, we see this, like, golden lab strolling in front of a car, and this dude is yelling at... What the fuck was that dog's name? Jimby or something like that. He kept yelling, Jimby, get back in the car.
By the way, Jimby is a stupid name for a dog.
Well, I mean, it was a golden retriever. They all have stupid fucking names.
Chick came to my work today. You know what her dog's name was?
It
looked like a weenie dog, but it was black and brown. Like, it was the color of a Rottweiler, but it was a weenie dog.
Yeah, I've seen those. They're ugly as shit.
No, he was cute. His name was Hank. That's
Hank?
A cool fucking name for a dog. He looked like a Hank. I was like, you're right. That dog's name is Hank. But yeah, no, Jimby, that name sucks.
Well,
so anyway, going with what he
kept yelling, Jimby, get back in the car. And this dog was just walking, like casually strolling in front of this fucking car. And this dude was just slowly behind him. And he kept screaming, Jimby, Jambi! And I swear to God, that must be how this dude walks his dog, and he's like screaming at it to get back in the car. That way when it takes a shit, like on this fucking guy's property, he doesn't have to go and clean it up because he was just trying to get his dog back in the car. See? He gets around it. The dog just took a shit, came back in the car.
He doesn't walk the dog. He just drives really slowly next to the dog.
Yeah, while it shits and pisses all over people's property. And then he goes, no, get in the car, Jimmy. And then the dog takes a shit, gets back into the car, and then they drive off into the distance and nobody's the wiser until they step in the dog shit.
I see that probably being me one day. Like, I'd like to think that it would be cool to, like, you know, walk your dog and stuff, get a little exercise, maybe, you know, put on some headphones, have a nice little stroll. That would be good. Or just let them go in the backyard. But, I mean, I'd probably get bored with it. I'd probably just fucking drive alongside of them. Hank, get back in the car. See, now I'm naming my dog Hank.
I don't think this is a neighborhood you should have a bitch dog in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting a big dog. I want a little dog.
I don't think this neighborhood puts up
with little
dogs.
I'm totally getting a dog once I take this cat out into the forest and let him go.
Why don't you just get a big dog and have it eat your cat?
No, I don't want... I don't... See, because...
And once, then you can take the dog to the pound tastes, justified.
Once he tastes blood, he won't stop. He'll get a taste for it and he'll want to keep eating.
Well, let him eat the cat when he's finished. Tell your lady friend, say, hey, the dog just ate the cat. I got to take it to the pound. I don't know what to tell you.
But I want a dog. I've always wanted a dog. That's what I've said all along. I said, I really want a dog. That was one of the... When we moved out of the apartments into this house, that was one of the contributing factors of wanting to do it, is because at the apartment they wouldn't let us have a dog, and I really wanted one.
What kind of dog are you going to get?
I don't even care. I just want a dog that, like, I could take in a fight.
Like a easy fight or something you got to be prepared
no,
for?
No, like really easy. I'm pretty weak. I'm kind of a fucking pansy.
Get a golden retriever.
No, the golden retriever is the one that bit my hand, almost took my thumb off. They scare me.
Okay, get a Sheltie.
No, I'm talking like a Yorkie or like a Schnauzer or like Hank. Like the little guy. I like those.
The little rat dogs?
I don't like big dogs.
Okay, get a Pomeranian.
Whatever, a Labradoodle. That sounds fucking adorable.
See, Mandy has two pit bulls.
Really?
Yeah, why do you that is a lady.
See,
that is a lady with pit bulls.
I didn't take Mandy for a two pit bulls kind of gal. I thought maybe she'd have like one sheepdog or something.
She has two pit bulls, Mike. What's your excuse?
Yeah, like a little bulldog. That would be fun. Let's just start naming the different kinds of dogs that I could get.
A Scotty. You can get a Scotty. Just stop being a bitch. Go get a fucking Doberman, dude. Just go hog into it. Get something that could fuck you up. Do it.
Did you hear that jail is leaving Monopoly?
No, it isn't.
That's what they said. They said they're taking jail out of Monopoly.
And the person that they said...
And they're not going to have properties anymore. They're going to have Xbox and Coke. So yeah. You can buy and trade Xbox and Coke. Like you land on Xbox.
Well, that's a different version of Monopoly. That's not going to be the standard edition Monopoly. That's a new one.
It's for the kids who can't sit down and play a full game of Monopoly.
Monopoly takes forever.
Nobody's ever been able to play a full game of Monopoly. It's nothing new.
That's a six-hour fucking game.
Catering to all these ADD bastards. Fuck you. Play Monopoly until you get frustrated and stop like everyone else.
Exactly. Nobody
you don't need a shorter version of Monopoly that you can actually finish. That's bullshit.
I played the McDonald's one.
They have a McDonald's one?
Yeah, the McDonald's Monopoly. That's the one I play. I could eat French fries and get game tabs.
Oh, you're talking about... You're not... I thought there was a McDonald's version of Monopoly like everything else version of Monopoly. I like Disney and Marvel and stuff like that. I didn't know you were talking about pulling the tabs off of a Coke and calling that playing Monopoly.
Yeah, it is playing Monopoly, sir. Fuck you. I'm playing this game, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta get cheeseburgers until I get another railroad.
I have something that may shock you, and we will get to this after the break, but I have a question for Dr. Napier this week.
Excellent. Is it about your hungry butt?
It is not. It does not mention my hungry butt at all.
How's your demon?
However, I have never had a question for Dr. Napier, and this week I do. This is unprecedented.
Excellent. So how is the demon?
The butt demon?
How's your butt demon?
I haven't had butt issues in quite a while. Thank you for your concern.
So we've given you shit significantly longer than you've had.
Oh, yeah, significantly longer.
Well, we'll try to bring that back up.
But I do have a question that I'm going to need your help with Dr. Napier.
Excellent. Do we have a lot of questions for Dr. Napier?
We do not have a lot of questions, but we do have some questions for Dr. Napier.
Should we do that now?
No, we got to wait for Drunk.
Well, Drunk said he was going to be here 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. How's he doing?
He's not doing too fucking good.
What do you think of this Carlos Danger thing?
That is the most amazing name to show pictures of your dick.
Isn't that a great name?
How did they figure out it was him?
I don't know.
I mean, all you saw was pictures of his dick. What, did they see his face?
They must have recognized his dick from last time.
I bet he had this raging hard on, you know, when it gets kind of shiny. I bet they saw, like, his face in the reflection of the head.
Let's say you want to anonymously create an account on social media for the explicit reason of showcasing your penis to others. You want other people to see your dick, but you don't want them to know that they're seeing the world famous Mike Napier from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast. What would your super cool internet anonymous penis name be?
Dry Tugger. I'm going to own that.
Would it be Mr. Dry Tugger?
Or
Dry Tugger is the first name? Or Dry is the first name and Tugger is the last name?
Dry first name, Tugger last name.
What would the middle initial be? E? Dry E Tugger?
Dryer Tugger.
Dryer Tugger?
Dryer Tugger.
Dry R Tugger.
Dry R Tugger. But wouldn't that be amazing just to go onto Twitter and start tweeting pictures of your dick to like 19 and 20 year olds?
Amanda in the chat, I have an account with the name Nerd Poner.
Ah, Nerd Boner.
Nerd Boner?
Yeah. Or maybe Grower and Shower. Something like that.
Mandy's still on this goddamn porn star that lives in her town. Mandy, I will write down your question and ask it to Dr. Napier after.
I really want to know if she did pregnancy porn, and then Mandy is taking care of this lady's, like, porno baby that got spooed all in it, like, when she was pregnant. Does that happen?
We're not going to ask Dr. Napier, but we will. Mandy's question is, what are the possible consequences for a child growing up in a small town whose mother is a former porn star of the MILF variety?
Well, obviously he's going to be a popular little bastard.
I think it's a she.
That's
a
she?
If I remember correctly. It was a she, wasn't it?
Oh, she's going to have some boyfriends then.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna light cane around her house. Oh, you want to play dolls? Sure. Is your mom going to be home?
There was a kid that lived across the street from me growing up that just had a fucking knockout for a mom. I mean, she was like crazy hot.
Dude, don't talk about Bobby.
No, it was across the street. And they had like a big... First of all, they had the sweetest pool in the neighborhood. So, I mean, they already had that working.
Above ground or in ground?
Well, I think it was above ground, but like it was built... like this huge deck was built that was their whole backyard was a deck.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was in ground because the ground level was deck. But I think it was above ground under a deck.
Okay.
So is that still an above ground pool?
Yeah, that's still an above ground pool.
Not really, though.
Did they dig for the pool, or did they just raise up the deck?
If they raise up the deck, and it goes all the way around the pool, then it's, I mean, it's still an above-ground pool, but it's like an in-ground pool.
No, it's
and
just
you still
kinda...
get the fun of an in-ground pool without it being... Now, why are we debating this? They had a jacuzzi, too. It was pretty cool. But yeah, we would all hang out with this dude.
Did you see your cunt flaps?
No. We would all hang out with this dude because his mom would come out and watch us while we were in the pool.
That's also
hot. Lay out
there
in sunbathing. Oh, it was awesome. And we were actually just talking about her the other day, and I looked her up. Oh, boy.
No good?
No good.
Uh-uh. So how many years do you think she had on her at that point? Like 5?
Ooh, I don't know.
Not good now, though?
Not good now.
What does she look like? She looks like an old handbag, or
hard living, brother.
Oh,
ooh.
Lots of smoking and drinking and doing the young boys in the neighborhood.
I don't know, man. It was not great. I am hoping that our good friend Drunkard STL on the Twitters will be joining us after the break. We do have Drunk's Podcast Smackdown Challenge. It is a weird brain podcast versus Pod Cheese, one of my personal favorites. So,
And I actually did listen to the Furnacast for once, and I thoroughly enjoyed the Black Paladin.
Yeah, well, you got to catch up on all the. Maybe Dan needs to just take a whole lot of time because you're special and just make you like a super cut of all of the Black Paladin.
I don't know why he doesn't do that.
I'm sure he would be happy to take the time to do that for you.
We put up those Napier karaokes, and they're fucking god-awful.
As standalone files, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people don't have, you know, all that time to listen to a whole, you know, episode. Sometimes they just want stuff cut out and put together.
Well, I would certainly like to have more Napier karaokes. That is for me. And for all of you out there,
did anybody... debate whether or not we should continue Napier karaoke? That's my favorite.
Oh no,
that's the only reason I come here and talk about this bullshit is because I want you to sing.
I know. I have a delicious.
We don't have any, by the way.
No, we don't have any.
The break is nothing. The break is a song and some commercials. So
unless you wanted to mix together that Evanescence song that was fucking horrible.
No, that didn't turn out well.
No, it didn't turn out well while we were doing it.
No, like the sound was screwed up.
Excellent. Thank God. Burn that fucker. Take the fucking hard drive out of your computer right now. Burn that little fucker.
I tried messing with it for a while. It didn't turn out. So.
Good. You shouldn't have spent 1 minute on that dumb shit.
We will return in, I think it's like 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Whatever.
I mean, if you really care. It's like 5 minutes, something like that. Like 5 minutes and 30 seconds-ish.
Are you telling me that so I smoke my cigarette quicker?
I mean, I'm just saying. It's right about 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Let's see. Hold on. It is 5 minutes and 37 seconds. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
And now... great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
I've got kids staring through the door. I guess I'm keeping everybody up, but
screw them. They don't have school tomorrow.
Yeah.
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays 9 p.m. Central only on RadioFubar.com.
Celebrity podcast in Las Vegas
with Crazy J,
with exclusive interviews,
live band,
comedians, and some of the funniest songs you'll ever hear. The Rockin' Comedy Show, airing weekdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be there.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. The number to call in is fuck I don't know because I'm on a totally different screen right now. 309-740-1430, or you can Skype the program at WFO Dicks. Napier's still outside smoking. Drunk is driving here. He should get here just in time to say goodbye to everyone. So this just gives us an opportunity to talk. Hi. How are you? How are things? I didn't do the calculations for the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League. RIPD, Red 2, and Turbo all finished this week. RIPD had a 25 Metacritic. That's not very good.
No.
That was your third round pick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a third round.
Red 2 was... Oh, we have a caller on the telephone. Hello, caller. You are on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
It's Crazy Jay.
Crazy Jay, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
You know, just living the dream here in Vegas.
Yeah? That's all you can do.
And gamble.
You know, we got a big contest wrapping up here in a couple weeks.
Another contest?
No, the same one that unfortunately Trunk had to bow out of. It wraps up on the 15th of August.
Oh, is that when the dating game is?
Yeah.
Is that going to be live?
That will be live.
Did you find a replacement for Drunk? I guess the fourth place
we
winner?
We did. We took a runner-up.
Oh.
Unfortunately, not as good as the Drunk, but,
well,
yes,
who,
you know,
who could be, let's be honest.
Yeah, right.
So
I was going to do it myself, but what can I say? They would think the contest was rigged.
Well, yeah. Aren't you going to be the host?
Yes.
So you were going to ask yourself a question and then run over and sit in the chair and answer it?
No, we've actually had three comedians here in town write all of the questions for Sunset Thomas.
Oh.
So even I don't know what has been written. So it's going to be quite an interesting day of fun.
And you got like a whole party planned, don't you?
Yeah, the Friday that we do the actual show, and then Saturday after whoever she picks has scored and got to bang her, we're going to have a big... pool party barbecue out there at the Chicken Ranch, so that's always a good time.
Yeah, sounds like a blast. So what do you got coming up this week?
Well, tomorrow on the show we've got two great local artists here in town. We've got Rick Durarte coming on, and we also have Billy Johnson. He's the manager of the Las Vegas Wranglers, which is our semi-pro hockey team.
That sounds fun.
And he comes on periodically. He's wrote a book now. It's pretty funny. It's called When I Die, Tell Steve Martin I Have His Journal.
is the Las Vegas Thunder still around?
No. They've been gone a while.
Oh, because that's the only thing. Do you remember when Mike Keenan sent Curtis Joseph to play for the Las Vegas Thunder and we all hated him?
We all hate him
because
now.
He sent away our beloved Cujo
and picked up that old haggard-assed fuck Grant Fuhr. And then it turns out Grant Fuhr was the only thing that could actually do anything on that fucking team.
The Las Vegas Thunder. Bastards.
Yeah, they were pretty much on their way out when I was moving to Vegas. So
I think Drunk's pulling up. Do you want to give him a little bit of a guilt trip? Do you want to, like, tell him he's dead to you?
Oh, we're going to play this card? Yeah, that'll be great.
Drunk, Crazy Jay's on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, Jay.
How's it going, Drunk?
I'm well, and yourself?
I just want to know, I didn't hear from you directly why you had to bow out of the contest.
Because I cannot get off work.
Boss being a dick.
Boss being a dick. I told him I want a free trip to Vegas, and he still wouldn't let me go.
Yeah.
You didn't tell him you were a virgin, and
no,
this was your
I'm
one
not
chance?
A virgin.
Well, he can't check.
You do not have a hymen drunk.
He might believe it.
Yeah, just say, look, dude, this is the first time that I'm ever going to get a handy J in my lonely life without...
Look who's in the chat room.
From a professional.
Did I miss something?
Oh, you...
You missed a lot.
I don't know who that is, but...
So the whole way here, I had to fucking follow a goddamn rape van basically the entire time.
Right?
Yeah, and they had a Ron Paul sticker on the back of his car.
Ron Paul sticker, huh?
Yeah.
I think she was all prepared to go through with the marriage, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're missing out. But isn't she already married?
No, it's Vegas. She can do whatever you want.
She can do whatever she wants.
Is she have a reality show or something? Somebody told me she has a reality show coming on.
She did years ago. She did the Cat House on HBO.
No, like she has a new reality show that she's doing. Is that not? Am I imagining things?
I don't think it's new.
Oh.
She used to do an online reality show called Sin City Mom.
Jay,
her life as a porn star and as a mother.
Jay, we're being berated in the chat room.
Yeah, I see it.
Oh,
somebody's having too much fun with beef, and we're not supposed to be doing beef. We're not.
I don't want to acknowledge it because I don't. All right, Crazy Jay, do you have any questions for Dr. Napier? Because that's our next segment.
I don't at this time, but if I think of one, I'll throw it out in the chat room.
Well, everybody be sure to listen to the Rockin' Comedy Show all the rest of this week. And on Sunday morning, that's when me and Crazy Jay, we have a bonding session. Because I sit at work by myself, and I listen to Crazy Jay Sunday morning.
Yeah, people request some pretty crazy shit.
Napier, do you have any requests for songs for Crazy Jay to play Sunday?
Crazy Bitch.
That's
Crazy Bitch.
Crazy Bitch.
I can open the show with that.
Excellent.
Crazy Bitch.
Yeah.
That's the best you can, I guess, on short notice. That's,
yeah, that's on short notice. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back to your show.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for calling in.
Sorry. Have a good day.
Drunk, do you know what time it is?
It's time for S. Dr. Napier.
Don't look at the chat.
In the chat, how do I block people on this thing? He wants to block people from the chat.
You can't do that here. Either way. We are a vegetarian podcast. We do not have beef.
Oh, God, this is my favorite thing ever. First question from Indio Techno. My friend's water just broke. Should I try to help deliver the baby, or should we try to get her to the hospital?
Just put your hand in there and just take her to the hospital.
Just, like, stuff it up? Like, hold on, boy.
Yeah, I mean, anything else would be unsanitary. Like, you know, underwear or shirts.
Who would that be? I want to figure out who it is.
Well, who isn't in there? Who isn't in the chat?
I don't know. I'm sorry, go on with what you were saying.
Yeah, the most sanitary thing to use is your hand. I understand if it's your sister, but you know what? She's going to thank you for it later when she delivers a healthy baby boy out of that same glorious glistening hole.
Also from Indio Techno, any suggestions for a build-your-own fleshlight? I'm on a budget.
They used to have those little stress relievers, you know, the little sleeves that were the stress relievers. Do you remember those fucking things? They had them at Walmart.
And they had, like, little plastic fish in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take one of those, get your favorite jelly, butter, anything, really, canola oil, and then... You know, just fuck the sleeve, bro.
Okay, the rest of the show's canceled. I just want this comedian in the chat room to just...
I do impressions of Napier.
Next question from the Squarehead Kids. I'm going to get back to the Squarehead Kids, by the way, because me and him, we had a great idea earlier. But well, it was my idea. He just made it better. But it was my idea.
Most people make your ideas better.
I'm saying it's probably about 80% my idea. And then, you know, he helped. 20% his idea. You know.
We will never do a Kermit interview. We might do a Fonzie interview because Fonzie is better.
We're not going to talk about that. I'm editing this out.
Waka, waka, waka.
That's not Kermit. That's a Fozzie Bear. Do you do a Fozzie Bear?
Waka, waka, waka.
That's it. That's your Fozzie Bear.
That's mostly what he
says
anyway.
Question from Squarehead Kids. How many years will it take to grow enough ball hair for me and my cellmate to make a 25-foot ball hair rope to escape prison?
Well, it probably would take a while. I would suggest using all of your pubic hair if you can. Just knot it all up into like little ropes. And then you can wear them fashionably like wristbands.
Well, I guess you would have to determine how much the two of them weigh to figure out how thick the ball hair rope needs to be.
I think it's about the same no matter what you weigh. I think the hairs are just spaced out more from the fat.
Don't your hairs fall out if they get to a certain length? I mean, you can't just grow ball hair forever, right? Don't they eventually fall out?
Yeah, what am I getting my pizza?
Why do you want a pizza?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Dan just reminded me. Hey, when does Drunk get his pizza, Mike? I want to listen to Drunk eat pizza.
You don't get a pizza.
Napier, ball hair, make a rope.
I've never actually had my ball hair get so long that it starts falling out on its own, so I couldn't tell you. I'd give it a couple weeks. But use all of your ball hair. Pack it in with semen if you can. That'll make a strong, like, super glue-like substance you can use on it. And I guarantee you, nobody but you and your friend will want to touch the rope. The cops aren't coming after you.
Can the person in the chat just give me a hint if that last message that he said was a hint at who he was? Because I think I might know who it is.
Because he's super edgy?
That's a hint, I think. Anyway, okay, from Matt Leroy. You, Drunk, and Mike are on a trek out west, and you get caught in a blizzard with no food. Who do you eat first?
Well, I believe it would be Drunk. Simple. He's younger than us. He wouldn't taste as gamey.
See, now, my way of thinking with this is I think that I could manipulate Drunk easier than you.
You think you could trick him?
Like, I could trick him into, like, doing what I want him to do.
So you're saying you'd try to eat me?
I think so. Because I think that if, like, me and you...
I'd make a way better pack mule than Drunk would.
If me and you were, like, hanging out and stuff...
I disagree with that, by the way.
I wouldn't be able to trick you as easily.
Yeah, but also you couldn't trick me into, like, turning around for you to bash my head in with a rock.
Right. I don't know. Drunk, who would you eat first?
Well, I know I'm surviving longer than both you two.
Really? Is it because you watch Bear Grylls?
Well, I do watch Bear
Grylls. Oh, you were a Weeblo.
I was an Eagle Scout.
Eagle Scout, high five!
And I have wilderness survival skills.
I have no survival skills whatsoever. None. Napier can shoot a little bit and probably knows more stuff, and you were an Eagle Scout. I bring nothing to the table.
So that means you're
I'm just gonna
going to
talk a lot.
First.
I'm probably going to scare away anything we could hunt down and eat because I won't shut the fuck up.
I don't worry, I'll hit it.
I can't
but you get to be
run
the pack
very
mule.
Fast, so it's not like I can chase anything down. I have nothing to offer in like an end of the world situation.
I guarantee you, Drunk, why don't we go gang up against Mike? You know what? I made the wrong choice, and it's fairly obvious that if you were an Eagle Scout, I should take you over, Mike. I'll give you the rose.
Thank you.
But wouldn't I be more fun?
I don't care about fun. I care about going home.
So both of you would kill me?
No, you're just dying first.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you don't. If you don't work,
you think I'll just die on my own?
We're pretty sure of it. I'm pretty sure, like, 10 minutes in, you'll wander the fuck off. You got lost on a fucking hike. You fell down a goddamn mountain.
My only instruction was to follow the fence, but then I fell. I was walking down the mountain, and I tripped on, like, something that I thought was solid and wasn't, and I did, like, 4 or 5 backflips. And, like, when I got up, like, I think time had passed, and I couldn't find the fence. And so I was just roaming around by myself. You'd think you guys weren't all that far away from me that you would have heard me fall. I'm sure I made a noise.
Weren't you scared of climbing this mountain?
Yeah, I was, because I was afraid I was going to fall off. And sure enough, I fucking fell down the mountain.
Yeah.
So, Mike's roaming around, just yelling, hey, guys, and fucking nobody is saying shit. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking die, because I have no survival skills, and this mountain is huge. They're never going to find me. So I just keep yelling, hey, guys, hear a rustling in the bushes. Sure, it's a bear, right?
Yeah.
Bear's going to eat my shit, right? Bear's just going to fuck me up. Wasn't a bear. It was an owl. A bitch-ass owl. Flew away. It scared the fuck out of me, though. Eventually, they found me. I had given up and was just sitting on a tree stump waiting to die.
How long did you wait until you gave up and was ready to die?
About 15 to 20 minutes.
So, I'm giving him about an hour before he just sits there and waits for us to come back for him in a helicopter.
Next question from Tex Punchem is actually for Drunk. It's a bit wordy. Are you ready?
Yep.
I want to know how many times Drunk has tried to trick Oksana Bayul into thinking his dick was a Gorbachev bobblehead.
7.
So it only took 7, or you just kept doing it over and over again?
No, it was a fun game. Super fun. That was that...
She's the tennis broad.
No, I think she was a figure skater from back in the day from Russia.
And last,
either way, tight ass.
Last question for Dr. Napier from Anchor Babcock. What is the best way to blend into an African-American ghetto area? Would dressing up like a Mexican be a good idea?
It would work. Most of the time, unless it's like a really bad area, you probably don't have to worry about it. Just in case, though, dress up like a Mexican.
And that was...
Stop. I have a question for Dr. Napier.
Excellent.
I'm sorry. Can you do that in reverse so we can take it back?
Zip, 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 zip.
Napier, why is it so fucking important to have a spare button on, like, polo shirts and stuff to a point where you have one sewn into the inside of your shirt so that it rubs up against you? Like, why do you need one that badly? How much is a button? If you go to, like, a Walmart or something like that, you can get a button probably for, like, a quarter, right? So why is it that when you buy shirts, even like a nice button-down dress shirt, they have buttons sewn into the side of the shirt so it like rubs up against your side and is really uncomfortable? Why is that necessary?
It's called an extra button in case you break one.
No, I know, but like, why don't they just like put a little plastic baggie and like staple it onto the tag or
because
something?
That will get lost.
Yeah, well, so will it get lost when I cut it out of my shirt because it's uncomfortable?
Well, you shouldn't have your pants that damn tight.
Right. Get a bigger size pant or shirt.
Those are for you. Those are for your benefit. That is a bonus that the shirt company is giving you. You should just take it and be happy with it.
It doesn't irritate you? As a fat man, doesn't it irritate you?
No, I've got that right now.
It doesn't bother you?
No,
I don't. It rubs up against my gut. I don't like it.
I think you're wearing your
don't
pants
you
too tight.
Feel it all day?
No, I don't ever feel it at all.
What am I doing wrong?
You're wearing the wrong pants. Wear pants for men. And then you won't have that problem.
And that was It's Dr. Napier.
Oh, wait, didn't Mandy have a question?
We did.
Oh, excellent. And moving on.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Well, there was a lot of stuff on the Twitter today. Our good friend Mark Bland. The Mark Bland. He just wanted to acknowledge that he had listened to us. He was being nice. And he said something about how we did win the Red Championship podcast championship thing. However, the Mark Bland wasn't included, and so there's an asterisk.
Oh.
And I retweeted it because it was funny. Sort of. It was good, and I mean, it was nice of the Mark Bland to take time to listen to us.
I certainly appreciate it.
And so
reading.
I fucking love this guy.
No, stop reading that. It's going to get us in trouble. Look, we have friends.
And so the Mark Bland got under fire. We have mean friends, Napier.
No, they're not mean. They're creative.
We learned last Tuesday when the other thing happened with the other gentleman. Mm-hmm. We have mean friends.
No, they're not mean. They're creative.
They're creatively mean.
And they're very good at it. I appreciate... I read through all of that. It was glorious. It was like watching a title fight between two fighters and then just having the audience rush the stage and beat the dude to death with folding chairs. But, they just said, fuck it, no.
But we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that. Because we have no beef.
No beef. No beef. Was accused of purchasing fake followers. You can purchase followers. They mostly are
shell accounts. Yeah.
Yeah. They're shell accounts. They're usually in a foreign language.
And yeah. There's
websites that you can go to where you click in the name and they tell you how many of your followers are fake. But that was the gist of it. They accused him of padding his numbers with fake followers.
You can do that on YouTube too.
I mean, we are not here to judge the Mark Bland and his followers. I don't care if Mark Bland has two followers.
I will say this.
I think Mark Bland is the Mark Bland is great.
I want to say this. Mark Bland has the Mark Bland has a different, kind of show than what we do.
Right.
I would assume that a lot of those people who would listen to his show would probably be foreigners.
He has a very sexy voice. Mark Bland. I think he's fun on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He just starts fights with people. He's kind of like a pro wrestler kind of thing,
He does have a sexy wrestler voice.
Promos on people. I like the Mark Bland on Twitter. He's fun.
Yes, he is.
I don't take the Mark Bland. I think the Mark Bland is a character.
Are you saying that the Mark Bland is a persona of Mark Bland?
Yeah, like Stephen Colbert. I think he's kind of a Stephen Colbert. I don't think he's real. I mean, I think he's real, but I don't really think, But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is I think
Pat
the fake
Sajak
follower thing is not very fulfilling. I think that you have those followers, and then you just kind of regret them. You're like, they don't interact with me. They suck. These followers aren't any good. So what we need to do is we need to have followers that you can buy that compliment you.
Oh,
and
like
we create a compliment network.
A compliment bot.
Like a compliment bot. That would be great if you could make a bot that just randomly compliments you, like tells you you're handsome, something like that. But I was thinking, you're getting a message from compliment bot, and it's like not even real. I want to create a community of people that get paid by the tweet. We'll say, obviously we're the masterminds of this. We are the pimps of the compliment game. And we franchise out to legitimate tweeters. So they have real accounts. So if anybody checks up on them, if the detectives out there, you know, want to find out if they're fake or not. They're real.
And but there's Scooby-Doo shenanigans.
They're getting paid like a nickel a compliment.
And like in China, that's a lot of money.
You pay me $5 a month for this compliment service where legit people, you can hire them and they can just go around and like they can read your tweets and they just pick something out at random. And they say like, that was really funny, man. Yeah, like if you post a picture, you say, you know, I really like that jacket you got on and stuff like that. And I think that if we create this community of people that compliment each other instead of going on the internet to be mean and say bad stuff about each other and talk about people's blood glucose level.
Yeah. And the fact that they obviously need insulin. They obviously need insulin.
I think that we could create a better world.
Yes.
We'll start with Twitter. We'll just clean it up. We'll just make it a little bit, you know, friendlier. And why are you looking at me like that? You don't think it'll work?
No, I haven't been paying attention to you.
I know. The chat is way better than anything I could say, isn't it?
I think we have a record on tonight. And I have no idea where all this is coming from. No idea.
But no, and so I think that, and it would help if it was mostly attractive females,
or at least their photos.
Yeah, or at least attractive female pictures.
Right,
they're probably mostly not attractive females. But I mean, you know, like the church has made this huge business out of pretending to be nice to people,
right?
And
right.
I think that we can, you know, take a page out of their playbook. And we can, you know,
come up with it then.
The Squarehead guy was helping me with that. I listened to the Squarehead kids today. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe the compliment bot? Like
did you hear what I just that was me starting my compliment thing.
Excellent.
I'm gonna start complimenting other podcasts.
On this show?
Yeah.
So you're
paying it forward.
You're doing a 180? How about like the churches?
Fuck you, Napier.
How about like the
church? I compliment people. I'm very complimentary.
You're kind of underhanded and snarky. I mean, they're kind of backhanded compliments, if they're compliments at all. But either way, how about the compliment bot? Like private message people, like rumors, and then just put random other tweeters.
The rumor
in there?
Bot.
Yeah. Except for you combine that with
Well, I get those messages all the time. I get this person is had post a stupid picture of you or something, and that just means they're going to take your credit card information.
Yeah, but this one will be real. Uh-huh. Well, real in that it's not going to ask you for money. It's just going to give you some bullshit, and you can talk to your friends about it.
I did compliment you, guy in the chat.
Guy in the chat, we're your friend. You don't know this, but there is nobody on this planet that loves you more than us. And I'm saying that with no cynicism in my heart. You have nothing but my love and my careness. If I could see your face right now, I would cry because of the love that I have for you and your delicious soul that I cannot bear to see. I just want you...
Tell him he doesn't look like Megilla Gorilla at all.
You don't look like Megilla Gorilla.
Not
at all. You are a wonderful man.
You don't even
man.
Have a silly little hat.
You do not have silly hats. And they are obviously not too small for your dome. Your haircut complements your head size. Your mother obviously was not in terrible, gut-wrenching pain. The entire time. I just want you to know that you are pretty and you are wonderful. Your glasses do not make you look like a hipster. Your beard doesn't look like you're trying to pull off a Kevin Smith thing. You have a jawline. You have a wonderful chin that is being hidden by that beard. Your hair is always, always cut immaculately.
We were doing so well.
I would love to smell you. You would obviously smell of glory and of victory and of never having to take shitty 9-to-5 jobs that kill your soul.
Talk about my V-necks.
Sir, your shirts do not have to just include V-necks. You're a man of the world. You have style and grace. Grace that nobody can compare to. Sometimes I look at your picture, I can't tell you from Adrian Brody. You just have so much style.
That isn't where I wanted this to go, I swear. I just wanted to compliment people and make the world a better place. But obviously we can't do that.
No, we can't.
Obviously, that isn't what we were meant to do. I feel bad now.
You shouldn't feel bad. You made somebody's day. You gave somebody compliments that obviously receives very few of them. But don't you worry.
I'm just saying, if it were an option to where, like, you could pay $5 a month and, like, I mean, that's the only reason that we're here. We're just here so that fucking Jay Adson will star our shit. I mean, that's the only reason we're here. We just want people to love us. We just want attention. We want people to tell us that we're good.
We just want somebody to give us kisses.
Speaking of Wendy's, I had that burger last week after the show.
It was good, wasn't it?
Phenom. Dude.
Welcome to the conversation.
If I was another burger, I'd have sex with that burger.
It's got holes in it, doesn't it? Oh, wait, no, that's White Castle.
White Castle.
Oh.
Do you want to do Drunk's Podcast SmackDown
Challenge? Pod Cheese wins.
Glory. Hallelujah. He's no seven.
He doesn't understand the concept. He doesn't get it.
He's never watched Ryan Seacrest, so... So...
It could be Mike's podcast SmackDown Challenge if you'd like.
So
if I don't get the concept,
you listen to the Weird Brain
a little bit,
and you enjoyed it.
It was okay.
And you listened to Pod Cheese.
Yeah.
Did you like Pod Cheese?
I did.
You enjoyed it.
I did.
And Pod Cheese wins.
And Pod Cheese.
That's
wins.
All I want. That's all I want.
I listened to Weird Brain. I listened to it and I enjoyed it. I listened to Pod Cheese. I listened to it and enjoyed it.
And
Pod Cheese wins.
Pod Cheese wins. Okay. The last podcast
in the first round
of Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge is the 76th Street podcast versus Two Average Dicks. Do you know how I found Two Average Dicks?
You were looking up Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
I when we first got on Stitcher, I put in Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and they were underneath us because we both have dicks in our titles.
And they're pretty good.
I like them. I like them a lot. Their last episode was actually really good. So if you're one of those people that likes podcasts that are funny, you should check out that one because it's actually really good. See, and that's me. You see what I did?
Mm-hmm. So say nice things.
We're positive. We're all about being positive.
But not HIV positive.
So I had one of those Cantina Bell double steak quesadillas this week, too. That was pretty good.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they give you the double steak and the quesadilla, and they give you free salsa and sour cream and chips on the side. It is fantastic. It's got the old pepper jack cheese in it.
Indio Techno making a rare appearance in chat. Wow. We've really hit the big time, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this dude just said he was going to eat our dicks.
Who's going to eat our dicks?
The guy. I'll eat some food. I'll eat your fucking dicks because I'm so fucking tough.
Don't encourage people.
Yeah.
We cannot encourage beef.
No. So
beef doesn't need encouragement.
Sexy time story. That shit was fun.
You enjoyed that?
It
went on so long, though. It was like 40 minutes. We need a shorter.
Or either that story. Or we can just like record one on the side and have it as like a standalone.
Did you hear the super cuts that I made of your Wolverine voice?
I did not.
Can you say something in your Wolverine voice for the people who are big fans of it?
Sure. I need material, though.
Just off the cuff. Just do the rest of the show in your Wolverine voice.
Well, pretty lady.
Tell the pretty lady how you're going to blast through her hymen with your hog.
Well, pretty lady. I'm going to blast through your hymen with my huge hog.
And if anyone is bummed out about that being gone off the internet, that thing referenced in the chat, I do have it. I can send it to you. Just contact me.
I should have got the other one, though.
I know. I'm bummed out.
I was meaning to. Yeah. It was actually really good.
It was a pretty good. I mean, it wasn't funny, but like, you know, as far as like, you know, the presentation, I thought was pretty good.
Well, it was our content, so eh.
So what else is new?
So I did enjoy it. That was honestly the most enjoyable part of my day.
Yeah, mine too. I thought it was pretty good. You know you've made it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know you've made it.
Hey, imitation is delicious.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you, I'm out!
Small Change got rained on with his own 38. Nobody flinched down by the arcade. And the marquees weren't weeping, they went stark raving mad. And the cabbies were the only ones that really had it made. And his cold trousers were twisted, and the siren's high and shrill. And crumpled in his fist was a $5 bill. And the naked mannequins with their Cheshire grins and our raconteurs and roustabouts said, buddy, come on in, cause the dreams ain't broken down here. Nah, they're walking with a limp. Now that small change got rained on with his own 38. And nobody flinched down by the arcade. And the burglar alarm's been disconnected. And a newsman starts to rattle. And the cops are telling jokes about some whorehouse in Seattle. And the fire hydrants plead the Fifth Amendment. And the furniture's bargains galore. But the blood is by the jukebox on an old linoleum floor. And what a hot rain on 42nd Street. And now the umbrellas ain't got a chance. And the newsboy's a lunatic with stains on his pants. Cause small change got rained on with his own 38. And no one's gone over to close his eyes. And there's a racing form in his pocket, circled blue boots in the thigh. And the cashier at the clothing store didn't say what. The siren tears the night in half. And someone lost his wallet. Well, it's surveillance of assailants, if that's what you want to call it. The whores hike up their skirts and fish for drugstore prophylactics. But the mouths cut just like razor blades, and their eyes are like stilettos, and her radiator's steaming, and her teeth are in a wreck. Nah, she won't let you kiss her, but what the hell do you expect? And the gypsies are tragic, and if you wanna buy perfume, well, they'll bark you down like carnies, sell you Christmas cards in June. But small change got rained on with his own 38. And his headstone's a gumball machine. No more chewing gum or baseball cards or overcoats or dreams. And so was a hosing down the sidewalk, and he's only in his teens. Cause small change got rained on with his own 38. And a fistful of dollars can't change that. And someone copped his watch fob, and someone got his ring. And that newsboy got his pork pie Stetson hat. And the tuberculosis old man at the Nelson wheeze and cough. And someone will head south until this whole thing cools off. Cause the small change got rained on with his own 38. Yeah, small change got rained on with his own 38.
Napier, we didn't mention that we're going to be on the Red Show this Wednesday.
The Red Show is going to be awesome.
Yeah, me and Napier are going to call in to the Red Show and discuss our show.
Isn't that with the guy that he sounds kind of Italian? The Red Show? Or am I wrong?
Sounds kind of Italian.
Yeah, he sounds kind of Italian.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I must listen to a different show.
But yeah, we were their podcast cage match champions, and so now our prize is to go on there and talk to them and play some of our bits. We need to send him clips, and then we're going to talk about our clips.
Where was my invite?
Oh, I'm sorry, drunk. So, yeah, if you're not doing anything Wednesday, check out The Red Show on morelikeradio.com. We will be on it at some point. But it's a good show even if we're not on it.
Yeah, it's a good show. And I tried to watch it, but I apparently did not watch it.
I don't know. Maybe one of the guys sounds Italian. I have no idea.
He sounds Italian. I don't know.
Like fake Italian or real Italian?
I can't tell the difference anymore. I've watched too much of the damn Jersey Shore.
Dan in the chat has a very good point. Drunk would be like 45 minutes late for your 30-minute appearance on The Red Show. You're exactly right. Drunk would be like 45 minutes late to a 30-minute appearance on The Red Show.
Well, why don't we just tell him it's like an hour beforehand? And then he can get there for pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
I will make Drunk a pizza.
I like stuffed crust.
I can't make you a stuffed crust.
Do you not know how?
I know how to make a fiestata.
That was delicious last time
we
made one.
It was really good. Do we have, I mean, now we came back and like we're doing like, you know, bonus content, but there's really nothing bonus about it. We're just kind of talking. Don't you, you have to say something really cool. So it's like, oh, people waited around and now they get something great at the end. Usually at the, you know, we do something great at the end.
Do you remember my old lady friend that was like 6 foot something, like 230 pounds? What was
the
her name?
Big old refrigerator looking broad.
Yeah.
Jim.
What was her?
Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a big old gal.
She was a big old gal.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you guys called me the Beastmaster and I had all of my... all of my hippo women following behind my damn tail.
We did. We called you the Beastmaster in high school.
Which I don't understand. All of my
you
ladies...
You don't understand?
No, they were all good looking. They were all wonderful people. Look, you're just looking at what was tacked on to the outside of them. How dare you?
You're talking about their inside.
Yeah.
How they are... on the inside.
On the inside. Perfectly fine. No, I'm just kidding. They were horrible people. Fuck every last one of them.
Two times we can use this song today. Yeah!
Double dipping on the same shitty joke. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so glorious to be with all those hefty, broaded, broad ladies.
That one, man.
Oh, yeah, she... you guys got me in trouble with her.
Because...
you guys fucked me over with that large broad, too. I never told you about this, but you fucked me over.
How?
I told you that I ate her puss out.
Yeah.
And a bunch of your fucking friends said, hey, Lindsay, did Mike eat out your puss? And I had to get shit over it. Because she kept screaming at me one day over AOL Instant Messenger, hey, who did you tell about eating out my puss? And I was like, oh, I didn't tell anybody I ate out your puss. Well, apparently, the entire fucking senior class knew that I ate this broad out at my grandma's house. And I did not hear the fucking end of that. For months.
Didn't you all,
years, actually.
Didn't you and her and your sister all fall asleep in the living room and like you had to be real quiet so you wouldn't wake your sister up?
No, my sister fell asleep. I ate out her puss. She
you
wasn't,
ate out the girl's
the
puss.
The girl's
not
puss,
sister.
Not my sister's puss.
You didn't say that right.
I
knew what you meant, okay. But I just wanted to make sure you clarified.
Okay, here's what happened. Okay. It was New Year's.
You have 2 minutes.
It was New Year's. Everybody's asleep in this house except for me. And refrigerator Perry. And I said casually, hey, would you like me to eat out your puss? And she was like, okay.
Pardon me, ma'am.
So
at least you were a gentleman about it.
I went on a clam dig for hours, and then I told you fuckers about
it. That's right. You did say that when you went down there for hours. I mean, you did not...
Dude, I got messed up for life on that one. Yeah, I can feel that even today. Even today, my teeth don't fit together right.
Jesus.
But yeah, I told Mike in confidence because I was I had a proud moment.
That was your lesson. First mistake.
Lesson
I had
learned.
Never tell me anything.
I had one proud moment in my life, and I told my friend, and then my friend fucked me out of pussy until I was fucking 18.
You think he's bad then? He's got a forum now.
Yeah,
he
does.
The whole fucking nation will know.
Yeah, that's why I don't tell him shit anymore. So that way you can't keep me from my sniz, son of a bitch.